You ain't ready.
I was born ready.
You ain't ready.
I think we're all ready.
Born ready.
Man.
I'm actually excited.
I believe you.
I can tell by your tone.
Yeah, this is fired up Sean.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
How do y'all feel about these Lone Star beers,
actually?
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're not the best, though.
They're not the best, but they're just the most average thing ever, which I like.
I do like
they're no Yingling.
You know what?
Yinglings are too heavy sometimes, though. Bud Lights are too light.
And Lone Stars are pretty heavy.
Lone Stars right in the middle.
What percent are we talking on a Lone Star?
Probably 3 points on them.
See, that's not enough. I need a four.
It's not three. It's probably more than three.
It's got to be. It's Texas. It's got to be a four.
At least.
They've been making these for 140 years.
What I don't like about them is I feel like they should be cheaper everywhere. They're not. They're like regular prices every fucking beer. Mm. It's Bud Light, Bud Light, all that shit is the same. I feel like the Texas beer I'm getting, it should be like Heeb shit. I meant H-E-B. I keep forgetting it's not.
Heeb shit would make it cost more.
Fuck, we're demonetized this episode already. Because
really?
I don't know, baby.
Nah,
I didn't say Heeb shit twice now.
Well, it's H-E-B. You were talking about H-E-B.
You're only talking about the Herbert E. Brown.
Yeah. Here, everything's better. That's what it stands for.
Is that what it stands for?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? I'm not mad at it.
It's nice.
H-E-B is kind of nice.
Got a nice ring to it.
H-E-B is better than Whole Foods. I don't know. That's just my...
For sure.
It's my...
Whole Foods is cheeks.
We need Andy.
No. See, you're worried about it too much. You're worried about
I'm
it
I'm not
too
worried
much.
At all.
You're worried about it.
What's your problem?
You guys with your bullshit monotone beer talk. Like, what the hell is that?
What do you want to
talk about? No,
yeah, we're going.
We're going. The mayor didn't say one word. His first thing, he contributed nothing. And they just came out of nowhere. We need Andy. You guys suck.
You need Andy. Yeah, we're doing fine.
Yeah,
on
we're doing great.
I do need Andy. You guys can have your beer talk.
It's easy. This is easy.
Bullshit Lone Star. Lone Star stinks.
What do you want to talk about?
Lone Star stinks.
Okay. Well, now we're just doing beer talk.
You are fired. You're sweating. Yeah, you started the beer talk. You hated it. It brought it right back to beer talk.
I'm a professional. No. You guys, yeah. Lone Star stinks. I don't like it.
I waited at the bank.
I think we're all recovering from last night. I don't know about y'all. I was more banged up than I realized. I think that last shot got me.
I was hammered yesterday.
I was tossed. I didn't get out of bed till like 1.
I wish I got up pretty early today. Wasn't good. Damn, we need Andy.
No, we don't need anybody.
I do miss Andy. I wish he stayed.
I think we need Allie. I think Allie was the thing. I think you might be the You might be the problem with Bear.
Yeah, right.
Allie was here. It'd be
Allie
so
was
much
here. We'd
better.
Be fired.
Yeah,
up.
You guys would be doing poppers like dumb bitches.
No, I never do that shit.
Yeah, she was just popping on the podcast. It was nuts.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Pop that thing.
Lights, camera, action, podcast.
No, all right. So what's I gotta think.
You guys see that Baltimore thing?
Yeah, everybody saw the Baltimore thing.
It was crazy.
I thought it was the bridge a bridge
Wait,
in
what?
New Jersey.
You didn't
see
the Baltimore thing? The bridge that fell?
The wire?
No. When you're lost in the garden. No.
Can you pull up the video of the Baltimore thing?
Yeah.
There was a ship that sailed into.
He talked about it because he's Texan.
There's a ship that sailed into a bridge, like an important bridge in Baltimore.
It was like a cruise ship or a freight ship or something that the power kept going out on, and it just hit a bridge.
Are you hitting the conspiracy already, Nate?
I already got one. It's China.
I know. Yeah, it was a coordinated attack. But like,
I heard it was a terrorist attack.
It's not a terrorist attack. It's just like
I think it's an act of
a
war.
A ship. Like,
no, it's not act of war. It's like a, well, it's because like companies don't take care of their shit. And I bet there was a guy on there sleeping. It's more like, it's more train shit.
I think they said that whoever was on it, did call in to the cops. Like, hey, our shit's fucking up. We're heading towards this bridge. We can't do shit about it. And they tried to, like, shut down as many roads that led to it as possible. But some people still got on.
There was people on there?
Not a lot. No.
I don't think there was anybody on the bridge.
There was.
On the bridge?
Yeah.
Six people remain unaccounted for still.
Yeah. Yeah, the bridge, there was like cars driving past on it when it went down.
Oh my God.
Where's the video of it going?
Dude, can you imagine being in the middle when you're something. Can you imagine being in the middle and your car falls on top of the cargo shit? You'll be like, "Woo!
Let's go."
Inshallah, thank you God. Yeah. I saw it on Twitter. I just literally bridge. Yeah, this is totally it.
Yeah,
it's right there to the left.
No,
this is like a video that's like early. It went like past.
Yeah.
This thing was like a slow drift to it, but yeah.
It happened
my God!
It happened at like 3 in the morning last night.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I always like, whenever I imagine a bridge collapsing, I always imagine that it's like going to be like a video game where it's like falling behind you. You, if you, you can outrun it.
No.
Just like, no. It's, it almost started like that. Have you run it back?
Yeah, I kind of did. I was going to say. It kind of did.
It falls in parts, though.
Yeah, but it, the first part, like this like midsection, look. Oh,
that's what I would have been. I would have been driving up right there, and then I would have drove down, and I would have.
You would have been fine, girl.
I would have just gunned it. Yeah. The Honda Civic would have fucking been flying.
Watch him, Massey.
Would have been Evel Knievel.
Hit the damn table.
What's your next move? You're a car. You hit the water. Are you just dying? Are you letting yourself die? Are you trying to get out?
I saw some guys
make sure your window's cracked, or else you'll get stuck in there.
Yeah, that's what I saw some guys sitting there. Like, as I'm going down into the water, I would fucking roll my window down. I was like, what?
Nah, I think I would just probably scream,
dude. Literally, longest scream of my life.
It would feel like it. It wouldn't be that long, actually.
If your window's down, though, then you could bust that thing.
Nah, but you got to think about all the debris. Wait, is the debris falling? No, there's no debris falling on top because it's like wires and metal.
There might still be some debris.
Yeah.
Damn, they're just in the Baltimore Lake. That's a horrible place to die.
Staying calm is the least best advice, the worst advice I've ever heard about falling through a bridge, falling off a bridge.
Yeah. You gotta chill out. Calm. What are you supposed to do? Spaz out?
Yeah, you're gonna die anyway. It's like, I'm flying. I try to fly.
That'd be so funny. Yeah. Somebody sees that. Your last moment is you trying to fly with your arms. Yeah. That's a LeMaire way to die.
Yeah. I would have did that in 9/11 if I was jumping out of the building. That would have been me. Just like, I mean, it's my last shot.
That would have been the best 9/11 jump video.
Yeah. This guy swan diving to his doom.
You try to aim for like a pile of garbage.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Just a pile of hay, like it's an Assassin's Creed.
30 stories up there. Like, I'll just aim for that dumpster. Hopefully I'll land on the top of it.
You know, if you diving into that water probably hurt. It would hurt.
Yeah, it would definitely hurt. Yeah. And there's crabs. They're swimming with the crabs right now. The Baltimore crabs, the Old Bay.
They're eating. Those crabs are eating good right now. Fresh, like a type
thank
of,
you, guys.
Yeah, I was about to say type of meat they've never had, but it's Baltimore. They've definitely eaten fucking meat. Yeah, they've had people meat regularly. That swan dive into the dumpster is probably the most humane thing, like the most polite way to kill yourself. Like, you're already good to be shipped out. Like, you just throw it right in the thing.
Yeah, turn this thing into a coffin.
Yeah, for real.
You'll have the most spacious coffin.
Yeah.
True. Two-bedroom coffin.
Bring my bitches to my car.
To my coffin. Yeah. We having a crib.
If I die, you guys got to bring my bitches to my casket.
I will.
I only got one. But killer.
Yeah. Wait till you get your lady dog, dude.
Ooh, I can't wait. I told y'all what I want for my crew, right?
No, the dog?
The dog crew.
What, you got a crew of dog playing?
I'm going to get a crew. I got a dog crew playing.
How many dogs, dude?
I want two.
Big dog, little dog?
Big dog, little dog, little dog boy, big dog girl.
Like wait, big dog LeMaire. Boy, little dog girl?
Big dog girl. Okay. Little dog boy. Yeah. I don't want him thinking he's the alpha in the house. I need
still
to like, shut
will,
up, bitch.
Though, and that'll be funny.
The little one, he'll try it. And then the little big dog is like, shut up.
Yeah.
Let me get a Roddy. I want a Roddy so
you
bad.
You got to train them, dude.
I know. They can. But the girl ones are kind of calmer than the dude ones. Dude ones, especially if they train
them. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you're telling me they're nothing like humans at all?
Girl dogs are better than boy dogs if you keep their balls. And I wouldn't want to get rid of my dog's balls. I feel so bad chopping his balls off.
You got to. Sometimes.
I know you got to, but it just, I don't know.
Or else they'll just be unwanted four puppies everywhere.
Yeah, your dog's going to be coming all over your house.
Be coming and humping everything.
Little dogs are known for humping and coming.
I know. I know. I used to watch a little dog. That's all he did. He destroyed this teddy bear that was in his house. I'd come in, I'd be like, you want to go for a walk? He'd be like, yes, hold on.
Run over. Let me go get my strokes in real quick. I'll be back, baby. I got to go for this walk real quick.
Bro, we're trying to leave. He's like, bro, I can't go walk this hard.
He's a full bear.
Can't go walk. Yeah, I was watching Match Dogs this week. Taylor, may I get an ashtray? I keep ashing on this, but it's being retarded. I'm being stupid.
You can't smoke cigs in here, can you?
No.
Damn it.
Sorry, brother.
How come you can smoke blunts but you can't smoke cigs?
Because we're cool. But thank you.
First, I thought it was a heroin needle.
I have headphones. I couldn't see you. So I hear you. what the heck? What were we talking about?
Oh,
we're talking about cums.
And Matilda and Jackson.
Dude, I was just watching Jackson, and every time he would, like, when I would walk him, and every time he would poop, he'd, like, get hard.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, all of them?
I think, like, the hard poops, like, stimulate their prostates or something, and they get hard.
Does that mean the dog's a little gay?
There are some gay dogs out there.
My Ralphie Joe will hump, like, dudes all the time.
Ralphie.
He goes for dudes over ladies.
Ralphie Joe, there's, like, a deaf dog at the dog park. Never hears him coming. He humps the shit out of that thing. His name's Bazooka Joe.
This is your dog back home?
Yeah.
Your dog back home just terrorizes a deaf dog?
Yeah, his name's Bazooka Joe. He's like a little Yorkie. And Ralphie will just hump the shit out of that thing.
Dude, you gotta...
Ralphie Joe!
You gotta bring Ralphie out here, dude.
The family won't let
him. He would love it so much out here.
Ralphie would love it out here.
I've been trying to steal my parents' dog, too, or my sister's dog.
My dad needs that dog. It's the only reason. That's how he gets out of the house, so he could smoke.
Oh.
Takes the dog
out. Oh, he's secret cigs?
He's secret cigars.
Oh.
Old man loves cigars.
Yeah, it's hard to be a secret cigar. That's such a pungent odor.
Yeah. Sean, can we talk about the Florida thing? We never got to talk about it. I don't know.
I talked about that like five times. So.
Okay.
It was funny. We talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, but not on panties, dude.
We can keep talking about it, yeah.
I just remember, like...
I know nothing about it.
There's probably... Yeah, you do. And my dad tried to fight the guy.
At a theater in Florida.
The guy that heckled me.
No.
We were doing a festival in Florida.
No, I don't think I heard about this.
Are you just being a good podcaster? I swear I definitely told you about
it. I really don't think you told me about this. Unless we were blacked out and this was that night in Philly where I was like, I don't remember most of it.
Yeah.
Was it New Year's or Christmas?
Yeah.
It was like Christmas.
Yeah, no, this was after Christmas.
This was after Christmas. All right, then yeah. I was doing, we're doing the festival and I don't
we're doing a festival of features that
yeah, I don't want to put any more smut on the name, but it
but
was.
This is you called it the festival of features?
Yeah, it was the feature festival.
It was pretty fun though. It was so
the Florida
much fun.
Feature festival.
You mean like just the comedy?
It was just the middle act extravaganza.
Who was it? It was you two. It was us and all of our friends.
It was so much fun to hang out with all of our friends.
It was just us and the rest of the middle acts.
The top flight middles of America. Mm-hmm.
You can't get their friend, but you can get these guys.
Yeah. It was the Anne Friends Festival.
That's a good fest.
Anne Friends Fest.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
To hang, but I did a show in a movie theater. There was like 10 people there, and my parents were visiting their friends.
Yeah.
So them and their two friends were four of like the 10 people in this small little movie theater that probably sat like 30. And I had to do a long set at the end. I had to do like 30, 40-ish. And I started it, and I made it like 7 minutes. I kept like doing crowd work with this old guy, trying to. And he wasn't having it. He'd be like, buddy, leave me out of it. You don't want to mess with me. And it turns out he was 100% right because he ruined my evening. He truly came out on top. It's so funny. I was so sad about it for so long.
What kind of heckler was he? He just kept yelling back at you?
No, Sean got him with some good stuff.
What the hell?
Sean got him with, he was like a,
the guy was like, dude, what brings you out? What, you're here by yourself. So it's like people in the very back. In the movie theater, like in the top back row, so I can't see anyone besides this one dude who's just sitting by himself, like in the second row of the movie theater.
Wait, so everyone's in the back?
Yes.
A bunch of space.
There's 10 people in the back. There's an empty movie theater, and then there's this one absolute beast.
The worst seating choice of all time.
And I was just like, dude, why did they start the show? Dude, I don't know why they did the show, but I was like, dude, you're here by yourself. Like, what? What brought you out tonight? And he goes, not you. And I was like, all right. I like moved on or whatever. And I tried to do jokes and they weren't really working so good. I kept being like, this is my big shot. My mom and dad are here. Guys, look at me now. Look how far I've came. I was doing that and it was like kind of working. I was like, all right, we could do this. We're going to figure this one out. So I'm like, dude, I gotta keep talking to you. I don't want to do any jokes. And he was like, don't talk to me. I forget what the hell.
Then I remember you said something about what do you do? And he said something with a 401k.
No. Yeah, he was like, you're probably ride on the short bus. I used to ride on the long school bus, but you probably rode on the short bus.
Got your ass.
And I'm just doing shit like, you called me fucking retarded. Right? What the hell, man? I was just trying to, like, I was like, he was like, are you from around here? And he was like, yeah, you probably live in your parents' basement. That's why they probably drove you here or something like that. And
damn.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I was like, what's your name, man? And he's like, show me your 401k or something. And I was like, I mean, this 25. Is a classic line that I've said this a million times. I've told this story.
You got his ass, though.
I know, but you gotta say it because I'm too embarrassed to keep telling this story.
What?
He was like,
I've told the story like
Sean three
times.
Was like, yo, what is that? Your weight? He fucking owned him.
Wait, what was the setup?
The guy was like,
401.
Yeah, I'm probably. Yeah.
I started being nasty. You know? I was like, you're fat as hell. I kept saying, no, that's what he was mean to me. And then I was like, show me your feet. Guarantee you're missing at least a couple toes. You're fat as shit. I was like, you're going to be walking around like a fucking peg leg Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Like Patrick Starr. You're going to be walking like Patrick Starr.
SpongeBob.
And then he's like, 401k. Show me your feet. And he was like, show me your 401k.
And I was like, what's
and
that?
He said he was fat. And then I was like, what do you do for a living? And then he said, your mother. And then he pointed to my mom, and my dad lost it. But I was like, hey, buddy, shut the fuck up.
Dude, he activated it.
And then
I
was like, me and my dad are going to have to beat the shit out of you now. I was like 8 minutes into like a 30-minute set. I was like, now me and my dad got to beat the fuck. We have to kill you now. We're going to kill you. And he was like, I'll fucking take you both on. He was like about that action. In the moment, but then we
after
just kept at this point, and then we just started like arguing as if we were in a real fight. And then my dad's kind of chiming in from behind him, and he's like, "We'll fuck you." And I'm like, "Me and my dad are gonna beat your ass." And my mom was like, "Oh heavens!" And I walked my own mother.
You walked your mom.
I walked my own mom.
Oh
and
heavens!
And then I walked everybody else. It was like 9 minutes in the show, and then the people from the venue came in. I guess someone got them, and I was like, this guy's saying he's gonna fuck my mom, so now me and my dad gotta beat this guy up unless you kick him out right now or whatever. And then he's like, I bought a ticket. I told him not to mess with me. And it's just like an argument happening until everyone else in the venue leaves. My dad chased him out.
Was that guy a disruption before you?
No, he was a pleasant audience member. But before the show, I saw him in the lobby, and the people working the door were like, oh, this is the comedian tonight. And he was like, are you funny? And I was like, I don't know, man. We'll see.
Yeah. That's the most, I don't know why. That's the most annoying thing people say.
Turns out I was not funny.
I don't know,
and
dude.
Then my dad chased him out of the venue. And then once they got outside, I was with my daddy, too. I was like, daddy, no, please don't fight this guy. I can't fight this guy. And my dad was like, I'm not going to fight him. I just want to talk to him. And
I was like, all right.
So I was just standing
there.
Yeah. My dad just wanted to shake his hand. But then I followed him out. Me and him just followed this guy outside. And my dad was like, what did he say? I remember he kept bragging about how.
Oh, you were there for this whole thing?
I was there.
He was there after.
I was there.
He was like, I'm going to fucking kill you or something. My dad was telling him that he was going to kill him. And the guy was like, I'm calling the police. He immediately was like, I'm calling the police. And then my dad was like, you'll be dead before they get here. Classic dad line.
Beast, dude. Beast.
The dude just left, and I just
big
wallowed in sadness forever. And the sad part about it now is that when I'm doing helium soon in like a couple weeks, I was like, mom, dad, are you coming? And they're like, nah, we don't want to go to any of your shows anymore.
Oh, they're not going to come to the helium one?
Yeah, I kind of understand, though.
Yeah, he almost got your dad like locked up. Or because he had to do it. Dad, even though
we would have just roughed him up.
It wasn't enough witnesses to lie on your behalf, though. That was the good thing about when Big J got in his shit.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people there to be like, we didn't fuck him up, even though they fucked him. Even though that's exactly what
allegedly.
Happened. Allegedly.
Still
allegedly.
To this day.
Mayor, would you have fought him with me and my dad?
If I was there, yeah.
Thanks.
I'm like, yo, dude, you can't talk about Gardini's mom like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Nate's the ultimate bro.
I would've
Nate would have snuck him, dude. He wouldn't even, like, the fight wouldn't even got there.
I know. Nate was on somebody's case last night.
Was I?
Yeah, you just did a
quick
check-in with me.
I forgot.
You were like, what's up with this guy? And I was like, he's cool. And you were like, all right, just checking.
I forgot until just now.
Dude, unk security.
Yeah, that's going to get me hurt. Especially in Texas, everybody's got a gun. I gotta wait till I get my Hellcat.
I'm going to get a chopper and make Buddy do a backflip in the middle of 6th Street.
I keep almost giving away my address, but there's a range close to me that I just can't wait.
Can't
to go
take
to.
Guns on 6th you Street. You got to fight with you got to fight with these on 6th Street.
Yeah, these are the only guns.
You can live.
Yeah. You fight with these on 6th Street because the cops are there.
And blades sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I'm have you seen anything crazy
blade.
Yet?
Do you
mate?
Have a blade, Taylor?
I don't.
I need to get one.
Homeless I have a couple.
Oh, you got to wait with Blaze.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
All right.
I'll talk about my everyday carry at the end of the cast.
All right. See, I'll put it on the page. All right. But all I've seen out here that's crazy is the homeless. I don't know if I talked about it the last episode. The homeless out here,
they're the same as everywhere.
No, they're way more aggressive. They talk too much. They all talk
to me. Yeah, they do have they are chatty cats.
Like the ones in New York, they're just there. They're just like, they're garden gnomes. They're just city decorations. These are like
these might as well be a fire hydrant.
Yeah. Decorations of poverty, yes.
But like out here, they're just like they all want to talk and they all are pissed the second you don't want to also give away everything.
Yeah.
Did you shave your mustache a little bit?
I fucked up.
Yeah, it looks fine.
It actually don't look bad.
What do you mean? It looks normal.
I just noticed it.
Yeah. God damn it.
Don't look bad. Actually's a good look.
Thank you.
Skinny boy.
No, he took these off.
Yeah, because I was trying to.
That's all right.
Yeah. I was trying to trim it up.
I wouldn't even notice.
You got a what?
You got the Unca vision. You get a haircut, boy. That's good, youngin. I don't know. Is that wrong? I'm embarrassed for telling funny. That story again.
No, you should be embarrassed.
I'm surprised I didn't text you about it.
I knew they didn't hear it. That's why
texting everyone about it.
No, it's funny upon recollection.
Yeah, no, that was a great story.
Yeah.
Yo, these mics pick that up so well.
The new headphone situation is awesome.
Yeah. Let's go.
A lot of myself.
I was
a lot of mercy.
We're twinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of free merch.
I mean,
shout out Sonny.
Sonny, shout out Undefeated.
Sonny.
Okay. Does he own that shit? Because I've been seeing that shit for forever.
He's just our connect.
Okay, you got the plug. Oh, plug me in. I want some free shit.
I'll plug you in. I'll give you some of mine. I got extra.
Yeah, but you only got extra large.
I can find.
Dude, we should start giving stuff away at Opto or Noctis.
We should. We did last time. We gave away edibles
and some hats.
Was it like real edibles or were you doing like some THCAs?
I think edibles are legal here for some reason.
I don't think so.
I don't know, dude. Taylor, somebody was saying that the other day.
Are edibles legal here?
No, I think all weed is decriminalized here in Austin.
Huh?
In Austin proper.
But the second you get out of Austin, it's like you're in like Pflugerville.
You've been looking
at the map.
Trying to figure out my surroundings.
Dude, Pflugerville was the first place I looked at, too.
So cheap out there.
Pflugerville and San Marcos.
Imbued.
Pflugerville is north, right?
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
I was thinking about living there because you're south. You're south also. You're north. I don't know. Figure it all.
I'm everywhere.
Quit telling everybody where everybody lives, dude.
I know. That's a little weird.
Yeah, dude, you're doxing us
right
now.
I'm east. I'm west.
This is kind of feeling like an interrogation, Nate.
Mm-hmm. I came here because you guys are getting too big. Dude, I work for the feds now.
Nate's trying to reverse T-swab us, dude.
What does that mean?
He's trying to interview us.
Oh, true.
Yeah, y'all didn't call me to interview me.
We've been doing interviews lately.
We're serious men, dude.
We can interview you right now. How are you liking Austin so far?
I really like it. It's a good time. It's a lot of 6th Street is full of hoes, and it's a lot of nice eye candy out there.
It is pretty good bird watching on 6th Street.
But besides the hoes, what are your other favorite parts about Austin?
I literally haven't noticed anything else but the hoes.
Really?
Yep.
So.
One track mind.
Can I be honest?
Accusations out there. We're on the streets. The streets are reporting that you love to stay in the house. And you're not like proving it contrary.
God damn, you guys have seen me almost every night since I've been here.
But what about the days?
Hold up.
The days I'm in the house. Days I'm in that. Where are you at during the day?
Nah, I'm just looking at your chair.
Oh, why?
It's the hot seat. Making sure it's not too warm. Yeah. I'm in the house. I stay in the house.
Yeah, I stay in the house till nighttime.
I live in the streets.
You can't do both.
I sleep in the house, but I live in the streets.
Sheesh.
You didn't leave the house till right before this. You just love being out the house. You know what it is though? I got so much walking space.
You're still enjoying your in-house walking space?
Bruh, it takes me like 20 seconds to get from end to end. It used to be about four big steps.
Old head.
It used to be, my old apartment, you seen it, Gardini. Yeah. It used to be like four steps to get from the front door to the end of the last bedroom.
You've just been walking down the hallways?
Just hands behind my back like an Indian dude. Man.
You're just experiencing freedom. You just got out of prison.
Bro, I basically live in the suburbs. I don't even know what to do with myself. Birds are chirping.
Dude, go out. It's go so to the nice. Golf course.
Go to the golf
there's
course.
Actually, I think there's guard.
Become a young black intellectual.
I've been a young black intellectual. Now I'm just a black intellectual.
I went to the gym today, and I was like, yo, me and Nate should work out. We got to go to the gym, dude. I got to come to your gym.
You got to come to my gym.
Yeah.
It's I think we got enough. I go to your gym. Can you bring a guest?
Yeah, I'd have to pay, but it'd be okay.
Or I'd just pay it.
It's all right, yeah.
We should all just get jacked.
I don't want to get jacked.
Way ahead of you, brother.
You ain't jacked.
Bruh. You haven't seen me without the tarp on.
I have never seen you without the tarp on. I don't believe you're jacked.
He's not jacked, though.
Yeah. Bruh. I don't think you're jacked.
You see me in the tub?
No, you're not jacked. Fat. You're dehydrated.
Wait, what? Oh, the hot tub.
Yeah.
The hot tub.
You see me in the tub.
Today's a good day for the tub.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Oh yeah, this might be one of the last. This might be one of the last good days for the tub. This is about the. We're all about the experience, like for real. Texas
heat.
I don't think any of us have done it yet.
No, I already got heat blisters all over my body.
Dang. How? It's not even hot.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, dude. I'm
fucking like a leopard.
Yeah, you did just have a random bump on you.
You just have sores.
There's all over my
Wait, what? You got? Let me see.
They're like,
oh shit!
Blur that.
And it happened to Zach Townsend too. That's how I know it's not fatal.
I mean, did you see his foot? He's immediately dying. He's falling apart out here.
He got afflicted with the rolled ankle curse.
Yeah, we all group up.
Yeah,
we group up. We do too much during. See, that's why I don't go out during the day.
Nah, you guys horse around too much.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta have fun during the day.
Nah, during the day you get hurt.
Frolic during the day, dude.
Can we pull up a mayor frolicking? Can you send them? Did you see that? You see his frolicking?
What, are you acting like Andy, dude? You keep putting your balls out?
Nah, my balls.
I thought you meant me.
My balls have been tangled up lately. I keep talking about that on podcasts.
Oh,
you're
getting old. That's the first sign you see your balls.
One's been up and down, and one's been side to side.
You gotta get that checked out. You gotta get somebody to touch him, figure out what's going on.
I think that's how I ran into this issue. I was touching him too much, I think.
If you had a lady like doctor. No matter what she looks like, do you think you get hard if she's like checked too long on your balls and you're doing the NoFap? Or do you think you have the willpower?
Man.
Yeah,
I'm a man who likes my balls given special attention to.
Yeah, yeah, extended attention.
Mm-hmm.
I can't finish unless you're jerking my balls,
squeezing them up and down.
Did you send me something on there?
Yeah, I sent the frolic video.
To what? Where did you send it?
I think I texted it to you, actually. I should have just sent it to your phone.
Can you just airdrop it?
Yeah, I was trying to.
Can you airdrop it?
MacBook Pro.
What got y'all frolicking? What made y'all start fucking like we're frolicking?
We are happy because, it was a good day, dude. You know why? It was such a good day. You wouldn't get this because you don't leave the house door to
shut. Yeah, honestly, can I tell you why? One of the reasons I don't leave the house is because I've been enjoying not having to.
I like it too. Yeah, I'm not judging.
I had to for so long, and now I don't have to right now.
Yeah.
I have a fucking balcony. I can just sit out there. I sat out there for like 2 hours and played RimWorld on the Steam Deck with a beer and hit a vape.
That's good.
And you can't beat that.
He's right.
I'm about to show you how to beat it.
No,
here's what you do, dude. You get some Thai food with your boys. You guys have a good time. Then you go see Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. And then, you know what? you get some candy, you go to a toy store, you see a kite, and then you guys decide, let's go to a park and fly a kite. Come on, dude. What the, hell? Look at this. We're having so much fun.
Oh, that's Ian.
We're having so much fun, dude.
That's crazy that you guys did that.
You guys actually frolicked.
I hate that. I hate this. This makes me mad. Where are you? You weren't frolicking?
No, I was behind there. I was having
the... I know you got footage.
I'm filming.
Somebody's got footage of your frolic, for sure.
Of her?
Somebody's got footage of your frolic.
Oh, probably Ridley. But I would... Okay. Towards the end, I tried to scoot away. I was like, I gotta go. But they're like, wait. Can you fly the kite on the scooter?
Oh, wow.
For a little bit, I did. There's a little bit of footage of it, but then there's also footage of me crashing with the...
Wait, where's that
You're
footage?
Always not crashing, crashing.
Not crash. I didn't crash. The kite crashed.
You're always crashing.
I know, I'm good.
So how did you feel after Frolic? You feel more like a... Like, what were the people saying? Were they like, look at those, at that interracial orgy that's about to take place?
Well, Nate, you almost got two Texas, dude. Yeah.
That multicultural throuple
happened quickly.
These freezes, we need the soundboard. We got to figure out how to get it back.
Yeah, Taylor, we bring in a soundboard. Can you connect it?
Dude, yeah.
And we can have it. Can we have it here somehow?
Yeah, we will make it happen.
All right, because we got sounds we want to bring. We got to bring back the wow.
Oh, yeah, and the freezer button.
And you know what? We have to have the honorary Andy freezer button until he comes.
Yeah. Well, we can't take that out.
Do you guys have a physical thing?
Yeah. Okay, I'll bring it next time.
We'll figure it out.
It's just like another board. Can you like Bluetooth the boards together?
Probably.
Shit.
Or we could Bluetooth it to the computer, and anything that plays out of the computer plays through this whole thing.
Jeez.
So let's go.
We got the technology.
I just realized I forgot a bunch of shit.
What else did you forget?
I mean, I forgot the belt. I don't have the belt. I forgot. I mean, I forgot. Like, I left it at the crib.
Oh, okay.
At the crib. I forgot the coasters. I still got the Pantolina coasters.
We gotta get the money tree.
Yo, what's his name? I don't think we ever shouted out the coaster guy's name on here.
It's Lucky like Bug.
Lucky Bug.
Lucky Bug.
Artisan. Yeah. Artisans. Yeah. Shout out Lucky Bug.
We gotta
get them on here.
Taylor, is it okay if we redecorate?
Bro, please,
dude.
I wanna change. I'm gonna change this whole thing. I'm gonna have somebody come paint one of these walls and stuff.
Dude, we gotta find the panty spot here. Yeah, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
Nice. Dude. Me and LeMaire, you want to talk about our fight the other day?
No.
All right, I was wondering. Do you want to apologize publicly?
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I was being mean, dude. I had Jameson all day. I'm telling you, dude, the Jameson gets me.
You might have been getting mean. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Seems like you've been getting mean when you get really drunk lately. Outside looking in?
Yeah.
That was, what'd you say? You were spazzing on me the first time I saw you, and
what did I say?
That was the day we were with Ruby. We were walking around with Ruby.
Oh, I was like, you gotta come out though.
No, I was coming out that day.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was something. And we got in the car. And you were like, oh, he was just being so mean about my TV and like where I got my bed frame from.
Was I being mean about your bed frame?
You were being mean about it. I was like, I ordered things on Amazon. You're like, fuck Amazon.
Oh,
go to a mall.
He's such a jerk.
I do hate Amazon, though.
Texas is changing.
And then we got an Uber. He's just trying to get me down. He's trying to get me one star, just bothering the lady.
What I do?
You just kept.
I was blacked out.
You're always bothering people when you get fucked up.
You were like, I'm so glad you're not talking. All these other Uber drivers won't shut the fuck up. You're like, every Uber driver in Austin won't shut the fuck up. But in LeMaire, in your defense, I've taken a few Ubers now.
I mean, he's 100% right.
They all talk for the whole, it doesn't matter how long the ride is.
I had one, and you got to get the comfort so you can tell him to shut the fuck up on the app. But then one time I told the guy to shut the fuck, I have quiet preferred on the app.
Yeah.
And then I get in the car, and he does the little swipe thing on the app, and he goes, oh, quiet preferred. Guess we won't be talking then for this ride. I was like, yeah, dude. I put it in the app so we didn't have to have that interaction. It was crazy. I was so mad. And you see a lot of bad hats around here, too. That's something I'm picking up on.
Bad hats?
Like bad cats? Hats. Or bad, like, cowboy joints.
Weird little, you know what I mean.
Like
remember
Jeff
that hat
Caps.
That cleared the room the other day? At sunset?
What's that?
Oh, was it just the room?
It was like some kind of velvet hat with like a huge circular and like a feather on it. I was like, I gotta get out of here. Everyone, I swear to God, everyone went home once that guy wore that hat. I don't even know who the guy was. The he clear, seemed nice.
When the clear pimp walked into the room, everyone left.
It was like, we got
I'm here to collect my hose.
Dude.
The hat that cleared the room.
There's a bad hat. And then I watched the Nickelodeon pedophile documentary.
Sheesh. Yo, I got like one episode in. That shit was getting dark. Like it's
The first two episodes are so ass though.
No, that first one was nuts.
They're like, yeah, but they like kind of talk about bad stuff. And then they're like, also he didn't pay the ladies that much.
Yeah,
it just but when he thought this guy couldn't get any worse, turns out he's also kind of a jerk.
At least they started it with that though. They were like it was a slow build.
And then the second episode was the black kid. Did you see that one? And he was like he didn't like me because I was black. And it's like all right, you know what he did to the kids that he did like? He fucked their ass. So maybe it like worked in your benefit.
Yeah, maybe you should have like.
He was like bitching about like not getting that much attention. It's like, all right, the kids that did get attention,
I gotta remember,
got sodomized.
I got to be honest. There was this one of the kids in the sketch show. I loved all that. Right. I watched it forever.
I did too.
One of the kids in the Quiet on the Set documentary was complaining about one of the sketches, but it's like honestly one of my favorite sketches.
Which sketch? One?
Lil Fetus. He was like the youngest rapper ever.
He kept being like, I was trying to get my family out the hood, and it's like, I don't know, man. I think you're probably just stoked that you got to be slimed and stuff. I don't think you were really talking about that at the time.
I haven't been campaigning to get slimed. I want to get slimed. It's kind of gay. Gotta get slimed.
It's kind of gay to want to get slimed. It's a green Bukkake. Dream,
no Diddy.
It's a green Bukkake.
I'll take it.
It is a little perverted.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like as an adult, realizing how much you see any woman get splashed on the face with anything, it's automatically sexual in your mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not true?
Unless she's like, ah, it burns!
Well, yeah. Sure. I mean, how she screams, she's going like, ah, it burns, or is she doing what you did?
I don't know, it's just acid. She gets acid it to the face.
I got a thing for bones. Stupid.
I love a woman's bones.
Bonehead.
A woman's bone structure.
Beautiful bone. Beautiful porcelain
Beautiful
bone.
Beautiful bones.
Yeah, you know what I don't like about Texas, but I also love about it out here? It's impossible. This is one of the reasons I don't leave the house. Yeah. Also, it's impossible to not get fucked up when you step out the door. Yeah. You step out that front door, you're drinking.
Yeah. You gotta, I don't drinking. Know. I had some pretty good sober fun. We're frolicking, we're sober.
Yeah, but that's because you were with Ian, and Ian's sober, and Ian knows how to like.
This is also
start sober fun.
New thing now. You've been talking about this for a while.
What, frolicking?
He wants to have sober fun.
Yeah, I want to go back to pure fun, dude.
Like no weed?
No.
I knew it.
But everything else. I'm trying to give it up, dude. I'm trying to give it up.
I wouldn't mind drinking less.
But in the words of Sean Gardini, dude.
But we had so much fun last night.
Sometimes you think it's killing you. Sometimes you think it's the only thing that keeps you alive.
It's definitely both. You nailed it. You chug one?
I can't chug it.
I'm glad we decided against it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel like, I think I can feel it in my kidney, liver, whatever the fucking thing that alcohol kidney.
Liver. No, liver.
Dude, it's actually to both. Burps is the grossest thing ever. Yeah. And I always burp into the mic. Whenever I have a mic in front of me, I always. And it's the grossest sound ever.
Yeah, just trying to like jog.
It's just like a gut. Yeah, it's like a. I don't know. Gross.
Dude, dang. I can do my alphabet.
The disrespect. You know, listeners, like, eardrums. You're not jacked.
He's nailed dehydrated. It. Nice.
I'm dehydrated a little bit, but
yeah, excuse me. Yeah, man, dude, Nate, how do you feel about the Sixers, dude?
We need Andy.
No, it's going great. It's going great.
We're having such a hoot, dude.
Yeah. I've been watching, but it's been sad.
Yeah,
sad. Joe. My theory is Joe never plays another game for the Sixers. He's not going to come back this year. He's going to demand a trade in the offseason.
Really?
And then I'm going to be a fan of that team until he retires, and then I'll come back to the Sixers.
I think he comes back, dude.
I know. I'm just, you know me. I'm a pessimist.
Yeah.
I try to not be.
Keep expectations low.
Yeah. I'm not let down.
I appreciate that.
That's why you don't go outside.
True.
Bro, I'd be outside. You know what, though? I'd be outside.
Not outside in the streets like me and LaMare are, and that's a fact.
You're not outside in these streets. Bro, where were you frolicking?
I stay outside.
You come out at
I was in Schaumburg.
Seven. You come out at 7.
I know. I'm nocturnal. Day.
Exactly.
I'm a raccoon. Right, where do raccoons live? The streets.
We're the same guy. You wake up at noon and then crazy. Just go.
No, I woke up at 9 today. That's how I live, though.
Why?
I don't know. I'm trying to get it, dude.
But what'd you do?
I appreciate that.
What'd I do today? I woke up at 9.
He just goes to, like, stores and stuff.
Yeah. I went to the gym.
Oh, that's nice.
And really? I like to go to the comic book shop.
Okay.
And then I go to the Japanese food store. Then I go home.
Get your fucking kimchi they keep yapping about. It's Korean.
Yeah. But it's at the Japanese food store.
Learn about other cultures. Get out of the Sean world.
No.
I knew it.
I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Did you get your kimchi?
The kimchi I got is not as good. I got 99 ranch kimchi. It's not as good as the kimchi I get from the Japanese market.
Is that like 99 bananas?
No.
It's like Asian. Like you go in there and they just have like
ranch?
Yeah, they just got like Asian things. They have one in like Jersey City. It's just Asian treats and
you can get fish with the heads on.
Yeah. No, nothing else. It looks like a cat. Cartoon finished the whole thing.
You don't even got to catch it, bro.
Have you gone fishing out here yet?
Nah, only once.
He's phony.
We were supposed to go fishing for like 3 years.
He's phony.
We can go up here, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be easier.
We're going shooting guns on Thursday.
What? The 29th, right?
The 28th.
Where?
The 28th?
Yeah, with Mike Eaton.
Yeah, we're supposed to go shooting with Eaton.
Nice.
You want to come? Or are you leaving?
Well, what time?
Well, we got to leave at like 9 a.m. He said it's mad early. Yeah.
I don't know if I can.
It's okay.
I probably have to post the podcast that day.
Oh, true. True.
Recording tomorrow.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I hope he's got some cool shit to shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably got like a Yappa.
Yeah.
He's probably got the Nina Simone.
What, you making messes over there?
I unplugged my headphones.
Damn. I can't wait. Y'all both still got your jersey bro. IDs.
Yeah.
I'm about to get my car registered next week.
Damn.
I'm about to get right on that shit.
I had to get it inspected.
I think I might get rid of mine.
Get rid of the car?
Yeah.
And get a new job?
No.
Why?
You're going straight oops?
I don't know, dude. I don't think I need it.
How you going to hit the road?
I do oops. Oh.
How you going to go to like Dallas or Houston?
I'd get a manipulatable young boy and have him drive.
Oh, no Diddy.
Manipulatable.
No Diddy?
That's Diddy 101. Get a young boy and put him to work.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell him you're going to make him think he's going to like be something.
Well, surprise my plan, dude. I've been getting a manipulatable young lady.
Here we go. Yeah, ain't no harm in that.
I need two bitches. I can only pay you guys two one bitches. Salary.
I know. That's what they're belly aching about on the fucking video.
It does suck ass.
Yeah, but you guys didn't get your asses fucked, right?
Didn't the one lady get like... Didn't she have to like fake fuck her ass while she she did
that
a pitch?
That was kind of wild.
This will be so funny if you fake fuck your ass and then pitch your sketch.
She said sodomized.
You're laughing about it right now.
Yeah, I was laughing about it then.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, dude. Dan Snyder was a genius. As a kid, it was hilarious.
Bruh.
Undoubtedly.
I
as
do not.
A kid,
these are the opinions of LaMare Lee.
No, I'm about to co-sign actually.
And Nate
undoubtedly
Marshall.
As a dude.
All that
on,
was
dude.
So fucking. You know what? You wouldn't have grew up on it though.
Nah,
that he grew up on the Dan Schneider stuff.
He grew up on the pedo shit.
Like when it was like, oh
Victoria,
yeah,
Victorious, Zoe 101. He grew up on the exactly pedo shit.
Oh yeah, no, we were the pedo shit was behind the scenes with us.
We were still no. Some of it was out there. But
I mean,
we
the feet stuff was going on.
There was one where
was the dick and the dick squirted on a lady's face. Yeah. The big nose. Yeah.
And the coffee and cream.
Yeah,
he was I remember also coffee like, and cream. I loved that sketch. I thought it was funny.
Coffee and cream.
I remember that too.
That was Kyle.
Sullivan, little guy with the glasses that looks like Harry Potter.
Yeah, Kyle Sullivan and Lisa.
Oh, and they were like a talk show host. Yeah.
Dude, you guys seen Lisa recently?
Lisa she bad? Turtle?
Yeah, she's bad, dude.
Yeah, you know who looks awful?
Who?
Amanda Bynes.
It made me so sad. I used to like her when I was young. And now she's awful and she's crazy.
I know.
Like watching that thing, I don't remember if we brought it up on the last one, but I'm watching that, like she was actually really good at being funny.
She was great.
She was a beast. I was like, damn, she was a kid beast, and now she's.
Yeah. Don't throw smut on her name, though.
No, he's not smut on her name. He's saying she's a legend.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was as. When I was a kid, I liked the show, but I didn't realize, like, now I'm watching it, like, comedic timing and shit she had. She was an absolute beast. Yeah, she doesn't look nothing like herself anymore.
She can come back.
If you saw her at a coffee shop, you would not know that was Amanda Bynes.
You would never be like, that's Amanda. Like,
do you think she got plastic surgery to change her face a bit?
Probably. I heard she works at, like, a nail salon.
She's like a hairstylist.
Just got officially, licensed.
To be honest, she just went
to beauty school.
I think she literally...
She's an esthetician.
Like, since that video came out, there was the only thing she put out, I think, was her...
Yo, she got a podcast?
Yo, try to get her on this podcast.
Not anymore. I would love to be here and just be like, Amanda, you
kind
were great.
Bummer.
I'll just tell her she was the beast.
She looked nice, though, in those movies. She was in the movie with the soccer girl.
She's all that.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, dude. honestly.
No, that don't look like her. I mean, to the right, it looks like her. That don't look like her, man.
Yeah.
Lips, stuff nose,
it
eyebrows.
Does look like stuff has happened, stuff but, like, it's all right.
I mean,
it's
also
not, like,
that
crazy.
Cheek tattoo is... She was in a dark place. I'm sorry, Amanda. You went through a lot.
I don't want to see this stuff.
Look at that.
It's a bummer.
I see the thing about Amanda
Bynes.
Wait,
can you look up the Lisa lady from all that, though? She's not retarded now.
Oh.
I don't remember her last name. There you go. Lisa Foyles. Look up. There she goes. Look at her up now, dude.
What?
Sheesh. That's her now?
Yeah.
What about the fat lady from all that?
She's still pretty fat.
she never got it together.
Lori Beth Denberg is her name.
Damn, yeah. Lori Beth.
She's all right, dude. Lori Beth is cool.
She's great. She's great. She didn't change.
I bet she gets the best dick
ever, dude. She looks like a Family
Guy
character.
You know?
She's built like David Lucas.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the, like, she...
Don't say that.
Can you imagine
Mary
the guys
Beth
who, like...
Lori Beth Denberg.
Can you imagine the guys who fuck her, dude? She's getting the best of her life. Because
I can imagine.
Like,
I'm sitting next to Doof.
Piece of shit.
And I'm the third, dude. I would hit Lori Beth Denberg for show. Look at that rock and roll baby girl.
Yeah, Lori Beth.
She looks like a librarian now.
Super movie star.
I wonder if she parties.
She's funny.
Yeah, she looks
pretty old in
what was it? Strange
like
information.
Now.
But, I mean, you know, it's natural. At least she didn't get a bunch of plastic surgery.
Nah.
Nah, what was her bit?
She was good in the show, too.
Yeah,
I remember right.
I can't remember her bit from the show. It was like information, the weird information thing. She'd be at the desk. Remember when Danny
this shit.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's fucking called. That ruled.
Oh, she can do it. She was a wedding officiant or not? Officiator? Whatever. Aficionado?
Dude, I got one of those. Aficionado. I got one of those. I got an update. It was like, yo, dude, from the Christian Life Ministry Church, you've been a registered pastor for 13 years.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. A registered minister. Like I can, like, officiate a wedding, dude.
Yo, you should start that instead of, what's the fucking thing? Instead of the one that you do in your
cameo?
Phone. Instead of cameo, you just start charging, like, two racks to just fly somewhere, officiate.
Dude, if you want me to officiate your wedding, let me know.
It's not going
to
be cheap. It's
going to
be $2,000 minimum. plus flights.
And then you got to fly out Nate and Sean, too.
Yeah, we just kind of want
to
chill.
But we'll party. We'll just be there to party.
Yeah, we'll
open
be
bars
like,
required.
Open bars required, and we could like do dances like they do at Sweet 16.
That'll be nice.
Sean wasn't there, dude. I cut loose at weddings, brother.
Oh, LeBron cut loose at weddings. He cut loose at Andy's wedding. He started. Yeah. You ended up dancing with old man. But he kind of impromptu challenged you to a dance off. You and that old man. You remember your old man dance?
No.
You and the old man definitely had a dance.
Nah, that's so funny. I don't remember.
No, Diddy.
It was, nah, dude. He was like 70. You were dancing. Bro. He started dancing. And then you saw it. And you was like, I ain't going to let him out dance me. And then you danced a little more. But then I think you realized how, like, what was happening. You're like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
This old man's trying to actually dance with me. I don't think he was being gay. I think he was just doing like, old man. Like, we just dancing.
Yeah, he was vibing.
He was just vibing.
Yeah, whatever.
I could cut a rug myself.
Yeah?
You've seen me cut a rug before.
Yeah, I've seen you let loose a little bit.
I don't think I've ever seen you let loose. Dancing. Never dancing. Don't do that. I tell you my truth. you both changed since you got out here. Who are you two?
I have to be hard nosed now because Lemaire's so mean to me all the time.
I'm not that mean.
Now that I'm here, we're changing. We're just going to be peace and love. We're going to be friendly.
Yeah, you're not that mean. I'm just joking.
I haven't been that mean. I could be mean. I could be meaner.
All right, I've been controlling myself, dude.
I've been controlling myself pretty well out here.
Jesus Christ. Who are you two?
I know.
You guys. No, you two. Both of you.
It's not me.
It's both of you. Dude, look at you. who is this guy?
Dude,
who the fuck is this guy?
I want to start a fire. I want to start a fire so bad. Come on,
I'll start a fire.
Yo, he used to. Did you know Lemaire this pyromaniac face?
I don't think so.
He used to just try to light shit on fire.
Yeah,
why? We were in like a diner once. He just was started like
melting a straw. You can melt a straw because it won't catch on fire.
And I think it was a can. They had like candles on the table.
Yeah,
this is like 12 midnight or some shit, just at some random diner in the middle of Central PA, and he's just trying to melt. And it started, like, smoking and shit. I think we dipped. Y'all were making fun of me because I had a little espresso.
I had a tiny glass espresso.
Just, I had a long drive, and everybody's making fun of me because I was trying to power. Yeah, just because y'all niggas ain't cultured. He's drinking diner espresso.
Yeah, I'm drinking this macchiato. Y'all don't get it.
This is the new move.
No way.
Bro, I hate it.
I know, that's why I think it's so funny.
Oh, man. No, this is
just kidding. You know I love you, Lemaire.
Yeah.
Even though you're nasty as hell.
I was looking at that picture of us after y'all argued when we had the fucking long group hug.
Yeah.
That picture is crazy gay.
Wait, how long? I've never seen this picture. I put it on my Instagram page.
No, you didn't do the one, not that one of just the three of us, the one that O'Connor's into.
Oh, I don't know. You
don't remember that.
No, dude.
Neither one of y'all remember that?
I blacked out.
I remember a little bit.
Y'all were going through your thing. You got mad at me because I told you you were spazzing. And you were like,
I know. Come on, keep going.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk.
Oh, we don't talk. All right.
He's being a drama king again.
Yeah, that was my first day.
I was
being a drama king too, though.
I'm not going to talk too much about it. It was a crazy first day. I'm like, oh, all my friends are here.
Yeah.
Finally, we're all back together. And then I think Tommy came out, Chris came out.
I do remember saying, it's weird that y'all are here.
He kept telling me I shouldn't be here. I just moved.
No, I mean, not because you shouldn't be here, but like.
We've been talking about it for months.
I know, but it still doesn't feel fucking real. I mean, now it feels real.
Yeah, now we've seen each other every fucking day.
Before, it didn't feel real.
This bullshit that y'all keep saying about me not coming out the house, it's got to stop.
I don't know if it's hearsay, every single night.
Except for I came out that Friday. I didn't come out Saturday or Sunday.
Don't see me streets, dude.
Saturday and Sunday, I didn't come out. And then I was out every single night.
You're not out here
feeding
for spots, dude. You're not hitting.
I'm out here. No one knows I'm fucking out here.
That's because you're not in these streets.
I'm in these streets every night.
No, you're not.
I'm in these streets every night. I go where y'all go. I go to the creek, and then I go to the mothership.
Well, that's all you gotta do.
I'm out in these streets every night.
You're not out in these streets, dude.
Nah, I'll hit you with the full circle, dude. In these streets.
It's a full circle.
I'm in the house a lot.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on unk time a little bit.
I'm out here in these streets. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Negative.
No, it doesn't feel good. I don't know how you do it. It doesn't feel good. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like
negative.
Negative.
Yeah, this isn't.
I don't like it. It feels rude.
It's like a board. That's why it's fine. It's a board king. He's like, next.
Bring me another gesture. Kill that one. Gesture. I just say gesture.
This is a good gesture. The only gesture. What else do you guys want to talk about?
That's a lot. We got a lot going on. I'm keeping secrets
here. Yeah. I'm not saying the other things. So we have a lot for the Patreon.
Ooh, you got some Patreon talk?
I got some Patreon talk.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Well, what else can we talk about in the meantime? I miss Andy.
I do miss Andy. Yeah. I passed the sign. I was driving a U-Haul and I didn't get a chance to take snap a flick. But I drove past the bar that just said keep Austin jacked, and it was the same day Andy was leaving, and it just made me so sad.
We're letting Austin down.
We're letting the jacked one go.
He'll be back though.
He'll be back.
And Nate's here. That's exciting.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna get jacked.
When Andy gets back, we should do some meal prep.
Nah. Bro, I'm not meal prepping. I'm hitting up HEB. I got it right this time. They're fucking oven ready. Like I was trying not to talk about oven ready meals this whole podcast.
Yeah.
Honestly, so I'm genuinely fired up about since I got down here. Unk top. I don't care which.
That's exactly what someone who stays in the house too much would say.
No, yeah. It's not about. It's about coming home. It's about coming home.
Uh-huh.
Last night I came home.
I had an oven ready meal.
Had an oven ready chicken parm. It was fire. All I have to do is take off the plastic.
Doesn't sound fire, bro.
Bruh. You don't even know.
I'll have to give it a shot.
You have to hit the heap up, and then you gotta. I gotta.
Yeah, my food, my oven ready dealer, my heap.
Yo, it took me like a good week to really like. I'm fucking around saying it now, but I thought it was heap the whole time.
Yeah.
Thought it was like the first time I visited Austin. I was like, that's crazy. Texas is so Texas. They'll just call their grocery store Heeb, and it's got good deals.
It would have been Heb, though. Would have been two E's for Heeb.
Or like H-E-B-E, Heeb.
That
would've
been
it called?
H-E-B.
Here,
everything's blacker.
It stands for like Harold E. Butts.
Yeah, that's his name, bro.
Yeah, that's his name.
No, it's here, everything's better.
Well, that's
no
the slogan.
But it actually stands for his name.
It's his name. It's like Harold E. Butts.
Harold eats butts.
You're telling me a guy named Harry Butts made the fucking grocery store?
Dude, Harry eat butts.
You've been looking up some tech?
I thought it was here, everything's better. That's what it said on the sign.
I mean, that's because that's the logo. Howard E. Butt.
Howard E. Butt.
That's still
Howie Butt.
I thought I was lying to you, Gardner.
I thought you were just doing a joke.
Howie Butt.
A terrible joke.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, I think.
Man, are we still going to get steak today?
We're not getting steaks, dude. You're out of your lavish.
To be honest, I had some of those H-E-B salmon burgers. I forgot we were getting steaks. I got hungry. The pot was getting close.
I've been waiting all day to eat.
I'll go with you to get steak.
I'll go eat something, but steaks is crazy.
It's not crazy.
What, are we made of money?
No, but like we could have fun.
I'll go eat a steak with you.
Thank you, Taylor.
Can I be honest? I don't eating a steak is like a good time. Hanging out with y'all be a good time. The act of eating a steak that'd be pretty fun. A good steak.
You feel like you're like so heavy after you eat a big steak, though.
That's the only thing I'm worried about.
We gotta go do stuff.
We got shows tonight.
You don't have to eat a big steak.
We'll go get a little 4-ouncer.
Eat maybe half a steak.
We like get one order and we share it, cut in thirds. Shit, we all eat on one plate.
Man.
I hate it. Sorry. No, I'm sorry to let you down. I'll go eat steak with you another time, but I don't want steak today. I don't want to be weighed down. You guys all got your first mothership spot. I'm having mine today. It's going to go poorly, but I don't want to be able to blame it on anything else.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Is that a good Mexican spot right next door?
Yeah.
I'm just assuming it's good. I have no idea, but it feels like you put a Mexican spot in a place like this, it's going to be authentic.
Authentic.
Authentic, just fuck it.
Authentic.
You got to order in Spanish.
Not me.
You're never, in Texas dude. Now. You're gonna have to. This is their country.
You know what I do?
Spanish.
I take a picture of the menu. I hit Google Translate, and I'm like, chicken tacos.
You need a Google like Translate?
No
for
cheese.
Chicken tacos.
No cheese.
No beans.
Frijoles.
Yeah, you what the fuck kind of meal is that then? It's just chicken? It's just chicken and shell? So all you went to a restaurant to get chicken and shell?
Chicken wraps.
Yo, back to H-E-B. I'm sorry. I can't stop being hype on this shit. Y'all been living here. They got hot, fresh tortillas. You don't, you don't got. That's nice.
That is nice.
You guys are. You guys aren't appreciated.
No, I get those.
You guys. You guys don't go.
I made breakfast tacos with them once.
Dude, I got my Jap store. I'm good.
Bruh,
I get it. I get
you
it.
Can't you say that?
I think. Yeah.
Nah, you can say that.
My bad. I'm
just.
Wait, is Jap a slur? You seen that?
I don't know if it's a slur, but it's not nice.
Yeah, I go to the Jap store. Like, I also like call it Jew.
you also call it a Jap store, Heeb?
Yeah.
I just saw some video of some dude. I don't know how
it's
old
a good
it
joke.
Is.
Nobody gets it, Jap.
I get it. Yeah, Jewish princess. American princess.
Howardy Butts.
Howardy Butts. Howardy Butts. Was Howardy Butts was even Jewish?
Definitely.
He was from Rio Grande Valley.
Where the hell is that?
Texas.
Texas?
Might be Mexican, dude.
Just change his name, last name to Butts.
Butts.
Yeah, it stands for Butzales.
But he was a Southern Baptist.
Butzales is good. Stupid.
I like it.
Yeah, this is like that's like what's heavy right here, around here, right? Southern Baptist shit. Isn't that what everybody is? Y'all ain't trying to learn nothing about this place. Y'all think y'all own this town.
No, I'm
that
just hanging out.
That is not what we think.
You're out here dismissing people.
I'm minding
people.
My own fucking business.
You
want
to come to this racquetball? You want to come play pickleball, Nate, one day at this place called Bolden Acres? It kind of rules.
I would do that, and I want to go I want to do hatchet throwing's kind of close. I like that. That's a good time.
Hatchet throwing is nice.
Yeah, get blacked out, do hatchet
throwing.
I'm
really good at it, though.
I'll figure it out. I did it once, like 2 years ago with Andy.
I can show you how to do it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring my own hatchet.